we don't have to be making commitments to other people to have it affect our character. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is called Keep Your Word, and we are on day 118, and we're on April 28th, and today's morning rinse is Hosea 9 through 10, and the featured verse today is Hosea 10:4. They speak mere words with worthless oaths. They make covenants, and judgment sprouts like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. Have you ever known someone who made promises or commitments, but they oftentimes don't keep it? It's like almost their character. They don't keep their word. And when they speak, you just don't really even know if they're going to fulfill that word, because it's just time after time, they just don't keep their commitments. Each time an unkept commitment was revealed in this person, their integrity will suffer. And after multiple times of behaving this way and having it be a habit, basically, the value of their words really becomes diminished rather than quickly leaving the recipient, you know, feeling confident. Instead, it leaves the recipient feeling frustrated, let down, disappointed. And I probably can venture to say that we all have experienced this from someone at some point in their lives. It's like, you know, they have a big talk and they say they're going to do something, but it just never comes to fruition. Like, there's always excuses, or they just forget, or they don't take it seriously. And it can be frustrating. One should never measure their integrity on the intent to fill a promise, but rather by their actions. And there's this popular saying that says, you know, a person is not judged by their intentions, but they're judged by their actions. If our character was measured by our intent, then most of us would pass with flying colors. Like, we would have a huge amount of character in it, but intent is only as powerful as the actions behind it. If we speak, but we have no actions, then we speak with mere words, which are the same as worthless oaths. They are empty promises that cause our character to become untrustworthy. And oftentimes, we judge what comes out of our mouths, but only focus on whether our tongue formed a curse word or not, or said something negative about it or not. Or, you know, we're like, oh, I, you know, didn't say it like that, and so therefore, you know, I'm fine. And we can easily forget about the seriousness of a broken promise and the fact that they are just as detrimental as cursing. I mean, that's, in my opinion, it's just as detrimental as cursing when we say we're going to do something, and, you know, especially if we say we're going to do something for someone else and we don't, and we forget about it, or we, you know, tell somebody that we're going to pray for them and yet we don't really pray for them. I know I have been guilty of that many times, and now I literally have gotten into the habit of anytime I say that I'm going to pray for somebody, I either physically stop what I'm doing right then and pray for them in my heart, or I ask them if I can pray for them right then. It disappoints God when we are not true to our word. And talking about the praying, you know, there's sometimes where, you know, we'll hear or see things on social media. So, like, somebody, you know, has a loved one that passed away, or, you know, somebody's going through a tragedy, or there's some challenging things that someone else is going through. And you see all these comments that say praying, or you have like the little hand praying emojis that are on there. And I used to be guilty of saying I'm praying and then just go about my life and keep scrolling and, comment on the next person. And that is a prime example of, my word is also my written word. And so if I say that I'm going to pray for someone, like I said, I have the habit now of stopping what I'm doing and physically praying for them or praying for them in my heart. But I do the same thing when I'm on social media. If I see somebody that I know that is going through a challenging situation and I go to the comments and I write that I'm praying for them, I will either write out a prayer or I will stop what I'm doing. I'll stop scrolling and I will pause and take their need to the throne of grace. Those are just sharpening things where we can modify our behaviors and make changes that might be a little bit small in our mind, but yet we are still keeping our word. I don't want to disappoint God when I am saying something and when I'm not true to my word. I admit I've been guilty of that, and I've worked to make sure that I'm not falling into that trap of saying I'm going to do something and I'm not going to do it. And that is just a small example, but it could be, maybe you have said, I'm going to donate to this cause, or I'm going to support this person, or, do this for this person, and we don't do it. We're in essence not keeping our word, and therefore we can truly become a character or have that be part of our character that we don't keep our word, and therefore people have a hard time trusting us. This holds true to commitments, not just to other people, but our commitments to ourselves and even to God. Like if I say to myself, I want to start working out every day and I commit to doing this every single day or 5 times a week or 3 times a week, and then we break that commitment, where our word to ourselves is not trustworthy. And, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year, and I'm going to do the things that I need to do in order to make that happen. And then we don't, we're in essence breaking that commitment to ourselves, and ourself believes or has like an untrustworthy reaction, I guess, to ourselves. I mean, so I'm saying all that to say that we don't have to be making commitments to other people to have it affect our character. We can make those commitments to ourselves and even to God and break those commitments and become untrustworthy-ish in the sense of that. So there's three people, to others, to ourselves, and to God. And we need to sharpen ourselves so that we keep our word to all three. And if we've said something to God that we are going to do, maybe I'm going to join a ministry, or maybe I'm going to do this, or maybe I'm going to do this. Especially if, if God is nudging you to do these things and you've said, okay, God, I will do that. Okay, God, I will start tithing on my gross, or okay, God, I will, be a leader in this area. And we end up making excuses and we don't do it. We've, in essence, broken our commitment to God. Our featured verse, again, they speak mere words, with worthless oaths they make commitments, and judgment sprouts like poisonous weeds in the furrow of the field. I think it's so important to keep our word, and just knowing that it is a serious thing when we don't. So today's challenge to dig deeper, self-reflect again, and to see if there's any broken promises that you have made to God, to others, or yourself. One of those three. If there's something that comes to mind right now that said, you know what, I'm going to do this thing for this other person, or something that you've said to yourself or even to God, first ask for forgiveness. It's so simple. Just ask for forgiveness and start again and make those commitments right. And ask God, okay, God, I know that I messed up in this area, but I want to start over again. And really self-reflect that when we make commitments to other people, when we make those that word to other people, we become more and more and more trustworthy, and our character becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And then when people hear you say something, they're going to 100% believe it and not question and not have to remind and not have to wonder if it's ever going to happen. They're going to know because your character goes before you. Your actions have proven that your character has a high standard in this area. So, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that the words that we all speak will be our own promises, whether it's to you, to ourselves, or to other people. And Father, I pray that we would be taking this more serious than we ever have, and just to make sure that the words that come out of our mouths have deep-rooted strength, and that our character continues to grow and grow and grow as we move forward in making those commitments. Help it not to be that we have this character of worthless words or worthless oaths that we make, but we want to be trustworthy to not just you, but we want to be trustworthy to ourselves and to other people. So, Father, I pray that you would just help us and make sure that the things that we say come to fruition, and the things that we say, then they will mean something to those who we say it to. Help us to be strong in this. Help our character to grow. Help our character to be strengthened, and that we would walk before us, because our actions have proven that when our character goes before us, our character is strong. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the opportunities that you are going to bring to us, whether it be today or in the future. But help us to remember that our character is so important, and that we want to be trustworthy. When we say we're going to do something, we do it. And God, convict us if there's something that is not coming to our minds that we've said something, whether it be yesterday or last week or last month or last year. Bring it to remembrance that we did indeed actually say this, or we did indeed actually commit to this, and bring it to our memory and help us to make it right. In your name, amen. And tonight, when you pull out your journal and you have walked through today and you're really honing in on our words and the commitments of what comes out of our mouths, write about what God spoke to you today. Build a stronger foundation of integrity and keep moving forward in your walk with Christ, because we are not judged by our intentions, we are judged by our actions. And that's how our character and our integrity grows. And God bless you. And I hope today inspired you to just make sure that the things that you say to other people, to yourself, and to God, and the commitments that you make become a strong foundation of your integrity, and that you keep those promises that you have made. Until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.